Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have just gotten a very damaging admission from Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. You can Google why I call him Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan. He was a wrestling coach. In any event, he has now admitted to having made multiple calls with Donald Trump on January 6th. What is the significance of that? Why is it important? January 6th was the insurrection. And Jim Jordan is one of Trump's strongest supporters, closest confidants. He's the one that Donald Trump gave the Medal of Freedom to. Remember? He gave it to Rush Limbaugh. Remember that during the State of the Union? That was a joke, a travesty. And now he gives it to Jim Jordan. Gave it to Jim Jordan just before he left the presidency, because Jim Jordan was his lackey, his disciple, his fellow traveler and running dog in the insurrection. Jim Jordan was in the Capitol, and he was giving Trump advice and what was going on and what could be done and all that. Why is this significant? It's significant because now it's very likely that Jim Jordan's going to be subpoenaed. Very likely that Kevin McCarthy will be subpoenaed, because Kevin McCarthy admitted to having a conversation with Donald Trump that day, which Kevin McCarthy said, "You got to call off your dogs." Donald Trump said, "Well, Kevin, maybe they care more about your country than you do." Kevin McCarthy told that to a congresswoman and a Republican who divulged it, and now he's lying about it. You got to get Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy in front of that panel. You got to subpoena their phone records and see how many calls Jordan and Trump had that day, how many calls they had, and on each one, how long it lasted, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, who said what to whom. Get Jordan under oath. The truth of the matter is there was coordination between Trump and some of the Republican congressmen. Lauren Boebert gave a tour the day before when the Capitol was closed to people. And then she tweeted out, "Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber on the day of the insurrection." That's a signal that, you know, if you're coming to kill her, don't bother coming to the chamber. Go to one of her secret hiding places. That's what happened. We had people on the inside. You've heard the phrase inside job, you know, bank robberies and others. One of the first things that the cops look at is, was there somebody on the inside? Was there somebody on the inside? And here there were people on the inside. And Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan has just admitted those conversations with Trump. And we've got to get to the bottom of what happened. And, you know, frankly, if what I think happened, which he's given Trump some ideas and what could be done, he should be expelled from Congress. Come on, enough's enough. You're calling in fire on your own troops. You're calling in people to kill your own speaker. You know, Jordan is no longer a cute nut. I never looked at him that way. Some people go, "Oh, well, he's very bubbly and he's always shouting and yelling. He's entertaining." Well, enough's enough. Enough is enough. And speaking of some of these congressmen, Republican congressmen, just now the sixth Republican congressman got a $5,000 fine for failing to go through security screening to go into the Capitol. The sixth one, $5,000 fine. Here's the background on that. Nancy Pelosi, in my view, very wisely, these Republicans were simply refusing to go through screen. They were refusing to go through screen. Lauren Boebert of Colorado boasted about bringing a Glock onto the floor of the House. Some of the other congressmen, they show up on the House floor armed. Now, has anybody done anything about it? No. But the truth is they shouldn't go armed on the floor of the House. That should be a free zone where everybody can talk. People don't get excited. They do get excited, but there isn't this fear that somebody's armed. Well, six of them now have continued to refuse. And so Nancy put in, okay, you refuse, you get a $5,000 fine. And they go, okay, well, we're not going to pay it. She goes, okay, you're not going to pay it. It's going to be withheld from your pay before it goes out. So we are withholding it. One of them sued. Court said, hey, you know, I'm not going to get involved in congressional rules. You don't like it, make it a campaign issue and get a new speaker. Good luck with that one. You go back to your home district and say, I want to be able to carry a gun on the floor of the House, and she won't let me. So let's vote her out. Good luck, idiots. The latest guy is William Hosingay of Michigan, Republican. He comes up to the screening, and the guard says, sir, if you could step here. And he says, bo fang gu. I mean, he didn't say bo fang gu, but basically that's what he said. He goes off to the side, and there is a door into the Republican cloakroom. So he sneaks in there and then tries to worm his way onto the floor. What are these guys thinking? What, they're too good for screening? I'd have to be screened. You'd have to be screened. Their constituents have to be screened. You deal with it. You have to be screened at the airport. You know that there's no problem with you. I don't know if this guy had a gun or not. Lauren Boebert did, but you know there's no problem with you. But you do it to have an orderly screening process and orderly security process, because there are terrorists who try to get into the Capitol. You have to be careful all the time. They're jihadists, they're criminals, they're cartels, there's a lot of people. And they are not cooperating. So six of them now have gotten a $5,000 fine. You know, enough's enough. These people in the Republican caucus are doing everything they can, not just from a policy perspective, not just from a policy perspective, but also from a just a trivial, annoying, middle school, mean girl perspective to cause trouble. They will hold up votes on anything in the Senate where they have more power to do it. They simply will sit on ambassador appointments and everything else just to try to injure the incumbent administration. That's not the way it used to be. And that's not the way it will be again. But that's the way it is right now. And there you have your Congress of the United States. Coming to the end of the show, it was a great show, a lot of great call-ins. And Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And the truth is, you have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, my good friend. Great show at 5 o'clock. Great evening program, great weekend programming. Anchored by Pizza Box Mike with Thinking Outside the Pizza Box at noon on Saturday. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.